Washington, this is VOA News. Iran nuclear talks extended. Americans freed by North Korea arrive in the United States. I'm Ray Cogill reporting from Washington. Negotiators for the U.S., Iran, and the European Union will hold a second day of high-level talks in Oman Monday on the future of Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, and EU negotiator Catherine Ashton are working to resolve differences, with a deadline rapidly approaching. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports.
Negotiators are working against a November 24th deadline to balance Iran's desire to enrich uranium for fuel and Western concerns that Iran is trying to make nuclear weapons. Speaking on the CBS program Face the Nation, U.S. President Barack Obama questioned whether the negotiators and Iran would be able to bridge their remaining differences.
Are we going to be able to close this final gap so that they can reenter the international community, sanctions can be slowly reduced, and we have verifiable, Loctite assurances that they can't develop a nuclear weapon? There's still a big gap. We may not be able to get there.
Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Oman.
Thousands of illuminated white balloons have been released into the night skies over Berlin as the German capital concluded Sunday's celebration of the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. The helium-filled balloons were perched on poles, matching the 3.6-meter height of the Berlin Wall and stretched for 15 kilometers. They were released one by one to symbolize the disappearance of the wall. In a day marked by solemnity and sheer joy, tens of thousands of people flocked to a citizens' party at the Brandenburg Gate, one of the country's best-known landmarks. This is VOA News. Britain's senior military officer is warning that the militant Islamic State group will regenerate its command, even if it turns out that an American airstrike in Iraq killed key jihadist leaders. Britain's chief of defense staff, Nick Houghton, says that he could not confirm whether the U.S. attack last Friday near Mosul on a convoy of Islamic State vehicles killed the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. But Houghton says that even if Baghdadi were killed, it would not necessarily be a strategic reverse for the insurgents. Two Americans freed by North Korea have returned safely to the United States. Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller arrived Saturday night at a military base in the Pacific Coast state of Washington. They flew in the company of U.S. National Intelligence Director James Clapper, who worked to gain their freedom. In a brief news conference at the military base, Kenneth Bay expressed thanks for those who had been, in his words, supporting me and lifting me up and not forgetting me. Bay, a Korean-American missionary, had been in detention since 2012 on a conviction of anti-government activities while leading a group of tourists. Miller had been in prison since April for tearing up his tourist visa in the Pyongyang airport and demanding asylum. The two are the last Americans held by North Korea, which is accused internationally of widespread human rights abuses. Chinese President Xi Jinping says that while the country's economy faces challenges, they are not as scary as some may think. VOA's Bill Ide reports from Beijing.
President Xi Jinping says that as China adapts to what he calls a new normal of slower growth and slacking exports, the country's growth rate is still ranked as one of the highest in the world. Mr. Xi says some people worry that China's economy will fall further. He says there are indeed risks. China's economy is now at the lowest point since the 2008-2009 global financial crisis. Mr. Xi's remarks came at the opening ceremony of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation CEO Leaders Summit. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
China and Russia have signed energy cooperation agreements on the sidelines of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Beijing. The deals, which include a second major supply route, were signed Sunday by Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The route will supply Russian natural gas to China along a western route. There was intense fighting Sunday in Ukraine's separatist bastion of Donetsk, with the heaviest shelling in a month. The new clashes increased strains in a two-month-old ceasefire deal between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists. I'm Ray Cogill in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.